Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Marta Llano, L-L-A-N-O, date of birth 7/25/1963, date of procedure December 8th, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg DO. Procedure referring physician is Dr. Angelo Rudy Esponiza. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is weight loss, comma, abdominal pain, comma, H. pylori, comma, chest pain, comma, screening for colon cancer, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, chest, or malignancy, or left side of the patient period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, current anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia care, parietal, well lubricated, lumps, video, gastroscopes, introduced into the esophagus, and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum, both second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus period, electrocardiogram is obtained in the cardioperitoneal reception from the stomach, before which all the scope period. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position period, a digital rectal exam is normal period, well lubricated lumps, video, colonoscopes introduced into the rectum, and advanced into direct vision to the second, which is uncontrolled by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, silly sickle valve, and confluence of folds period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, malleus, sickle valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell prep score was 8, 2-3-3, graded as a good prep. Patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Next line, at upper endoscopy. Number one, there was an unremarkable proximal mid esophagus. Next line, the Z line was regular at 34 centimeters from the bite block. There was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Period. This is biopsy for histology. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line, there's an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained to relax celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bell prep score was 8, 2-3-3. Grade as a good prep. There was evidence of pandiverticulosis. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding. Next line, the colon was narrowed due to the diverticulosis, particularly on the left side. Next line, at the splenic flexure, there was evidence of possible inverted tick versus polyp. Biopsies were obtained for histology and for further evaluation. Next line, plan. Recommend continuing H. pylori regimen. Will await biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend continuing the omeprazole 20 milligrams twice a day for 8 weeks and daily following. That, given the LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, will await pathology of the polyp versus inverted tick. If this comes back to be normal mucosa or hyperplastic, would likely recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, given the significant narrowing on the left side and far closer. Time frame for reevaluation. Next line. If symptoms do not resolve with H. pylori therapy, would recommend abdominal imaging for further evaluation.